You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Mike King's comments about alcohol use and mental health have also brought to light larger issues around substance abuse by our most vulnerable populations in Aotearoa. Particularly affected by substance abuse are mothers, Māori and Pacifica communities, particularly those who are living in poverty. I speak to social work doctoral candidate and addiction researcher Suzette Jackson about the causes and consequences of substance abuse in Aotearoa. If we're looking at substance abuse in Aotearoa, what's the extent of the issue, just briefly, and how seriously are the government taking it?
Substance use, I think, is an issue that cuts across every area of society in Aotearoa. I would say it's hard to put exact kind of statistics or sums on the amount of harm because it's not really accounted for in, a thorough way statistically as well. Talking about alcohol, it's been kind of a bit of a controversial topic given last week's comments and kind of the media around that. Alcohol harm or harm to Aotearoa from alcohol is valued at nearly $8 billion a year. It causes more harm than other substances such as methamphetamine. Our rates of harm from substance use is really high compared to other countries in the OECD. It is a major issue and I feel like it's going to get worse, not better.
And is there a degree of, normalisation around substance abuse, especially around alcohol in Aotearoa?
It always has been the case. I don't see things necessarily getting better in that sense. It's quite funny you say that, though, because some statistics around our young people and their use of things like alcohol is showing some improvement. But who knows how long that trend is going to last. I think there's major issues around substance use in Aotearoa, and I think the thing that's kind of unfolding before our eyes, which is getting worse, is around gambling harm as well. There's a lot more advertising, there's a lot more kind of promotion towards our young people, so I don't think that we're really looking at substance use across the board. We kind of look at it in siloed ways, such as alcohol use or service provision or our criminal justice or our health system. There doesn't seem to be a lot of dialogue about, I think, what are some of the systemic issues facing Aotearoa today.
You mentioned earlier that we see substance abuse as an issue that affects people across demographics and across society. Are there any primary demographics that it might affect more or worse than others?
My research is around looking at women and women's experiences actually of a new service developed for women who were pregnant or parenting and with a child under the age of 3. Funding was through Oranga Tamariki, and it's really looking at the woman on that apex of need. They've come from, kind of horrendous childhoods, usually often at the hands of state care, and then they've ended up within the system in a way with their own children, in a way replicating some of the harms they've experienced. So I was really interested, in their experiences of this tailored service, because there's hardly any in Aotearoa. We're really poor, I think, at tailoring services to some of our most vulnerable and, I'd argue, most important groups in society, i.e. mums who are trying to parent or who are pregnant. Very little statistics, very little information, hardly any information actually about their experiences, where their voices are captured. So I spent a lot of time with these women, about their experiences of that service, what works for them and what doesn't work for them and what we could be doing better. I'm putting that out there next year. These services have been cut. I think when people talked about the Oranga Tamariki cuts, they don't actually recognise some of the nuances in the funding that was cut. There were cuts to teenage parenting units that support women that partly will have things like substance use as issues. Family services that were cut. I know on the North Shore, that provide funding around care for women and young people or children escaping family violence. And we know that substance use and family violence kind of go hand in hand. So I think there's a lot of things that are happening at a government level where we're not connecting the dots enough. We're not going, okay, so you're making these cuts here, what impact is that having across the board? Things like our rainbow community, they're really poorly funded within mental health anyway. But when you take into account substance use and specific care for people in this community, it's really lacking. There's a real lack of acknowledgement and support for this community as well. Of course, Māori and Pacifica as well really struggle to access services. The Drug Foundation came out with a report just after COVID that Māori and Pacifica are in much more need of services for substance use, but they're the ones most likely to get it. And that's not from lack of trying, to be fair. So yes, while it is across demographics, there's definitely parts of our society that are really falling through the cracks and aren't receiving the support that they need.
Yeah, and with these groups, developing issues of substance abuse, substance abuse, I'm assuming, isn't an issue that just happens, right? There's some underlying causes that might be happening there. What are these causes and how are they affecting people?
I mean, I think we can look at these things and we can talk about trauma and we can talk about, which I can, trauma is quite prevalent and for people who might reach out for substances. There's things, it's linked to genetics, it's linked to all of these different things. But the key thing I think people don't talk about enough is poverty. Poverty, poverty, poverty. Like, I think in terms of substance misuse, unless you're really starting to tackle poverty, the causes of poverty, which I think underlines things like trauma, intergenerational trauma, you're never going to really, I think, stop the desperate need for services in this area and the desperate need we have at the moment for increased services. For example, the wait times just to get into medical detox, which is what people need, particularly if they're trying to stop using alcohol, the wait is at least 6 weeks. So these are people that are in desperate need, want to stop, but they can't access the supports to stop. The wait times for residential care are high. The rate times for community services are really high. So, yes, we really, I feel like, need to be moving the debate away from the service or we've talked a lot about Gumboot Friday and the money that they've received. Well, yeah, they've got that money. Let's move on from that. There's so many other services that need money. There's so many services that are needed. What's happening there? And I don't think our government's doing a very good job, not just this government, successive governments, of really tying together the impacts of poverty on our population and how that manifests in things like problematic substance use.
That was social work doctoral candidate and addiction researcher Suzette Jackson speaking to me about substance abuse in Aotearoa. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Wire on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.